Let's ask the Lord's help. Our God and Father, as we anticipate being in thy precious word again, we thank thee for the truth of this hymn, those everlasting arms of thine, our God, upon which we can lean as we go through this pilgrim pathway. Oh, we thank thee, our God, that we know thee through our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that we have learned thy heart, at least in measure, though thou hast told it so fully. We thank thee for the desire to be together in thy precious word. We thank thee for thy word, our God, by which we are given light and understanding. We thank thee for thy Holy Spirit that makes it good to us. And we thank thee, our God, for the fellowship to which we've been called. So we ask now thy gracious help. It is our desire that we would be blessed through the opening of thy word and its ministry. And to do so, Lord Jesus, it must be from thee. It must have thy blessing. We desire to speak well and rightly of thee. And so we ask thy help to this end. We thank thee that thou dost know the need of each heart here, and thou art able to meet that need in thy most gracious way. And so we seek that, our God and Father, and give thee thanks in the worthy and precious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. I gave it away already, I guess, a little bit in what I said, but you know, when we have times like these together, and often, and it was so in Steve and Beth's letters, they invited us. They said they wanted it to be a time of happy, what, Russell, do you know? That's hard to ask you. I know, Luke, you can tell me. They wanted it to be a time of happy fellowship. You've heard that before. What does that mean? We use that word a lot, don't we? And we hear it at conference invitations. A time of happy fellowship. Would you say that, you know, we've just been here for one day, and I would say that that's enough to tell me it's been a time of happy fellowship, but I'm apt to ask somebody that's been here for the week. What about you, Toby? Would you say that this time that you've had together has been a time of happy fellowship? Isn't that wonderful? Now let me ask you, suppose next year, or let's say next year, we all came to the same place, and it was pretty much all the same people. We had all the same zip line and slippy slide and big swing and survival training and all. We had the same good food. But we decided that in view of how short the time seems when you're all said and done, that maybe we could have a little prayer or something in the morning and then pretty much leave the day so we're not interrupted except for by meals. You think we'd have a time again of happy fellowship? I mean, it'd be the same people, in the same place, same food, the same fun. Would it be, Trev? No? Why? Because we wouldn't have opened the word of the Lord. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1. You're right, Trev. First John 1 and verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have, there's this word, fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him, declaring to you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. You know, John the Apostle, he's writing to us. As Trevor said, the Word of God, and he's saying, we want you to know about the Lord Jesus, because we actually were able to be there with Him. We saw Him, we heard Him, we contemplated Him, our hands handled Him. And we want to tell you what we learned as we observed Him and as we were with Him. And we want to tell you that because we want your joy to be full. You're right. We could duplicate all these same circumstances along with experience, so we know what to look for and to expect. But did we not bring the Lord Jesus into it? Were we not over and enjoying and sharing the truth of God? It wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't. And that might surprise you. And I think sometimes as we are together and we experience times like this, we just think that if we could just be together again and have those things, why, we could duplicate it. And sometimes we try to do that, and without dependence on the Lord and without giving Him His place, we find out that indeed that was the truth. You know, each one of us that know and love the Lord Jesus as our Savior, each one of us that have come to know Him because of what the apostles wrote to us, we have been taken into that circle of fellowship with the Godhead. Do you ever feel like you're insignificant and unnoticed? Oh, if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, God has taken you and placed you into a circle of fellowship of deity, of the Godhead. And that's a circle of fellowship that has been from a past eternity. And in the grace of God, when He saves us, He says, and with this purpose, I want them, that boy, that girl, that man, that woman, I want them to come and enjoy this circle of fellowship that we, the Lord Jesus and the Father, have enjoyed for eternity. And really, it's all the persons of the Godhead. There's a verse in Philippians 2, and we won't turn to it, but it says, if there be any fellowship of the Spirit. Just think of that. There's nothing more precious than that you and I, just worms of the dust, have been brought into that circle of fellowship. You know, I looked up fellowship in the dictionary. It might help some of us that are younger just to hear what the dictionary says. I don't think we need it to understand it, but it says fellowship, it's the condition or relation of belonging to the same group. Companionship, it's a community of interest, an association of persons having similar interests. That's fellowship. And so John writes here and he says, we wrote to you that you might have fellowship with us, and truly, or indeed, indeed. Because it's hard to imagine that we would be brought into that wonderful circle of fellowship of the Father and the Son. He said, it's true. It's true. And again, I write this unto you that your joy may be full. Brother Keith read this portion this morning in the reading meeting, and I so appreciated it. Verse 5, this is a message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. We might have thought that God would start out by telling us that he's love, because he is. But he starts out by telling us that he is light, and that there's no darkness at all. So if we're going to have fellowship with God, with divine persons, with deity, of necessity, there can't be any darkness there. Because that hinders that fellowship. And there's no darkness ever. There's no shadow of turning with God. So in verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. It's impossible. You know, we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 what communion has light with darkness. You kids all know that if you go into a dark room with a flashlight, that part of the darkness has to